question is, and I'm looking for a direct answer to this question, whose authority, if anyone's, do we need? Whose permission do we need as Catholics before we file for divorce? Because on her website, Rose Sweet's website, is it a sin to divorce question? The bishop has the authority, and it's usually delegated to his pastor. So if you talk to your pastor, and it's the only thing, maybe you can go ahead and get that divorce. Do I need to talk to anybody? Strictly speaking, may I divorce on my own authority? Do I need anyone's permission to file for divorce as a Catholic? I'm just looking for that.
Okay. Well, I've heard three implicit questions there.
Let's just go with, do I need anybody's permission? First of all, or should you file for divorce on your own? First of all, no, you shouldn't just arbitrarily file for divorce. Anybody who's considering it needs to get help. Get a therapist, get a spiritual director, talk to your pastor. If you can get in to see your bishop, that would be great. But you know what? Bishops are so overworked and underpaid nowadays. And imagine if everybody in a diocese, we have a million people in our diocese in San Bernardino. Imagine just 10% of them wanted to file for divorce in a given year. Even 5%. Help me with the numbers. 50,000?
You'd be on daily 9-hour shifts for the bishop.
Well, yeah, the poor bishop could never, and it takes a lot of time to sit with somebody and find out about their story and their history. I do this as an annulment advocate. I spend hours with people delving into their story to help them through this process. So getting somebody's permission, while it might be an ideal, and it certainly is on an old canon law that you should go seek help from the church, it's not always practical.
And sometimes bishops will dispense what the letter of the law says for the sake of souls. A lot of attention was drawn to Pope Francis allowing a priest to absolve the sin of abortion.
Right.
But that's already been done in practice for the last 25 years. Under the previous two popes, that was also done. It just wasn't advertised or announced.
Right, and that happens a lot in canon law. There will be an old law there that's on the books for years. And this happens in civil law, too. And eventually, another look is taken at it, and it's changed. So it may be sometime in the future when we've got this rampant divorce culture where that canon law will go away as well.
Mm-hmm. John, does that answer it?
No, because the law is not old. It's from 1983, and it's procedural, meaning per Canon 87, no bishop may dispense with that requirement to get permission.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're saying that, strictly speaking, regardless of the law, we do not need anyone's permission to file for divorce.
John, it sounds like your disagreement is with your bishop or something at the episcopal level. We're not canon lawyers. I have no idea which canons are routinely dispensed by bishops themselves or the Pope in Rome. I'm really not equipped, and neither is Rose, to go that deep into a granular personal context like I think you're asking about. You can always contact your own ordinary. And
yes, that's a good idea.
You can talk to people like Ed Peters or an expert in canon law to find out a more coherent answer that we can't quite give on live radio.